Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 3, Living in the Divine Trinity. Living in the Divine Trinity by enjoying Christ as our life supply, by living Christ for His magnification, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our spirit. Tuesday, Related Verses. Numbers 20, verse 8. Take the rod and gather the assembly, you and Aaron your brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes so that it yields its water. Thus you shall bring forth water for them out of the rock and give the assembly and their livestock a drink. John 6, verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Isaiah 12, verses 4 to 6. And you will say in that day, give thanks to Jehovah, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the peoples, remind them that his name is exalted. Sing psalms to Jehovah, for he has done something majestic. Let it be made known in all the earth. Cry out and give a ringing shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 25. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Jehovah is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. Jehovah is good to those who wait on him, to the soul that seeks him. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts. Related reading. We want to consider the way to draw water from the springs of the divine salvation. We need to be those who are praising Jehovah, calling upon his name. Furthermore, in order to draw water from the springs of salvation, we should make God's saving deeds known among the peoples and exalt his name among them. We also need to sing to him, for he has done something majestic, and we must let this be made known in all the earth. When we have problems in our daily life, we do not have to seek advice from others, because we have a spirit in us, and the Lord is a spirit dwelling in our spirit, is very near to us. You can talk with him and confer with him in everything. The Lord's word says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hence, if you have some problem, you just need to tell him. He is right within you, and he is with you face to face. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, is in us not to trouble us, but to be our paraclete, comforter, and supporter. I always pray, O Lord, now I am going to take a walk. Support me, sustain me, and strengthen me. This is to drink the Lord. When anxiety comes, you should say, O Lord, this anxiety is yours, not mine. I give it to you because you bear it for me. Thus, you receive the Lord's element into you, and metabolism will work constantly in you. Consequently, what is expressed through you outwardly is Christ. This is to live Christ. Those who do not know this secret consider that to live Christ is a difficult thing. Actually, you just need to practice speaking with the Lord constantly. Then spontaneously, you will live Christ. In John 6, verse 57, the word because implies that there is a factor. The word by, used in the King James Version, however, indicates an instrument, not a factor. To walk by Christ implies that Christ is the instrument for walking, as a cane is used for walking. To walk because of him indicates that he is the factor of our walking. This understanding is also the meaning in the Greek. John 14, verse 19 reveals that we live Christ in his resurrection. After his resurrection, he lives and also we live. We do not merely live by him, but because of him. We do not live by Christ, taking Christ as our instrument. Rather, we live because of Christ, taking Christ as a factor of our living. The food that we eat is not an instrument, but a supplying factor. We live not by food, but because of the food. Food supplies us so that we can live because of its supply. Without eating, food cannot become a factor of our living. We live Christ in his resurrection, and we live Christ by eating him. The energizing element of Christ is a supply, a factor for us to live Christ. Christ has been eaten by us, and now he is within us, living within us. The way Christ lives in us is by being digested by us. He has now become the supply, the very factor with which we live. We live with Christ as the supplying factor. The clause, "It is no longer I who live," means that we are finished. Yet the later clause, "The life which I now live," indicates that we continue to live. Christ lives within us to be the factor for us to live with him.